The proposed transfer of oversight of Eskom from the Department of Public Enterprises to the Department of Energy brings several financial questions that require urgent answers. In particular, what will the corporate structure look like after the transfer? Will the so-called corporatized structure remain in place, or will Eskom be collapsed into the Department of Energy? And most crucially, what happens with Eskom's massive debt mountain? Even if we take out 200 billion rand of debt that is proposed to be transferred from Eskom to the national balance sheet, there remains approximately 200 billion rand in debt that is not currently guaranteed. Does the transfer mean that the National Treasury will then need to take over the guarantee of the remaining 200 billion in debt, or does it mean that that remaining 200 billion in debt will not actually be paid and that investors will be required to take a haircut?